This audio file is brought to you by Financialize.com. Centaur Penny stock is common stock in small companies, which is considered speculative. It is traded at low prices and is a risky investment. Penny stock is characterized by more limited disclosure and relatively large ask and bid spreads. These shares are highly illiquid, which increases the risk for investors. The Securities and Exchange Commission defines penny stocks as shares that are traded below $5. They are usually issued by startups and growing companies that seek financing. These companies have limited resources and capital, and this is what makes their stock a risky investment. Most investors choose to buy other types of stock and instruments, including bonds, certificates of deposit, savings accounts, and hedge and mutual funds. Penny stocks are traded in low volumes. They are offered on over-the-counter bulletin boards instead of stock exchanges such as the London Stock Exchange and NYSE. Stocks are also traded on Pink Sheets and the Canadian Venture Exchange. Different criteria are employed to designate cent stocks as securities. These include company equity, market capitalization, and the price of stock. Regardless of how they are defined, penny stocks are considered high reward, high risk securities. One problem is that they have no or little following, and it is difficult to predict price fluctuations. Penny stocks are illiquid, meaning that an investor can buy shares but no one else may be interested in investing in the company. Thus, there is no one to sell the shares to. Stock that is worth several hundred dollars is exchanged every day. This is a low trading volume, which makes cent stock very illiquid. Investors are rarely able to make a quick exit. Another problem with penny stocks is that prices fluctuate and change within hours. You can buy shares at a certain price, and their value may increase by 20-25% within an hour or two. Investors who trade penny stocks monitor their positions closely. Otherwise, they may miss an opportunity to make profits or even lose their money. Penny stocks are unpredictable, and this is mainly due to the lack of listing standards. Pumping and dumping is a form of fraud associated with penny stocks and other microcap stocks. Fraudsters promise quick profit and advertise through ads. They also send fax messages, call potential buyers, and advertise through spam emails. The goal is to fool people that certain stock is a profitable investment. This aims to lure novice investors and increase the price of stocks. After that, fraudsters sell their shares and make huge profits. Some companies offer newsletters and give correct information, but they may choose to leave some important details out. Thus, it is difficult to find accurate or relevant information. Some investors buy stocks of new ventures with the hope that they will become profitable and lucrative. This often doesn't happen. One of the benefits of buying penny stocks is that people can invest a small amount of money. This is beneficial for novice investors and helps them to learn stock market basics and fundamentals. People with different occupations, skills, and experience trade penny stocks. Seasoned investors usually look at the causes, frequency, and magnitude of price volatility to determine whether stocks will be profitable. They keep a close eye on historical trends and data and compare fluctuations and shifts. Investors focus on historical lows and highs and pay attention to unusual behavior. Note that small companies and young businesses are subject to takeovers, acquisitions, and mergers. These have a beneficial effect on the price of stock, especially if the two businesses have good management practices. This audio file is brought to you by Financialize.com.